The Rambam here speaks about about Nevuah, and the dream itself always in Nevuah, together with its interpretation. So the Rambam says, "Advarim shemodirim leNavi b'mar Nevuah, the things that are told to a Navi in the vision of Nevuah, derech moshel modirim lo. He first sees it as a moshel." In other words, he sees some sort of vision which is meant to be simply an allegory for whatever it is going to be. Umiyad yechokek b'libo pisuna mashal b'mar nevuah. And immediately he sees the meaning of that mashal, v'yeda mahun, and he knows what it is. Kimoi, hasulam sho Yaakov avinu malachim olam v'yodim boi. Just like the ladder that Yaakov saw with malachim going up and down. V'huya mashal of malachis v'shibudam. It was a mashal for the different malchias and their enslaving Kaisal. In other words, the fortunes of the various kingdoms waxing and waning. All of these visions, they would see the vision first and then they would see the interpretation. Sometimes the dream would have sometimes they would tell us the mashal and what it means. Sometimes the prophets would tell us just the pisson. So what they gave us was either or either the entire piece, just the mashal, or the pisson. I want to explain something about the main point that he's making. It seems to us strange. I understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving a message to us. That's the point of a prophecy. So I could understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu would tell us the bottom line. Okay, Chevra, go out and fight. I could understand possibly where you get the mashal and you don't get the bottom line, because Nevuah is an imperfect way of giving over something. Only Moshe Rabbeinu gets exact, point does, like, do this, this, this. Do you see a vision, and it's a shortcoming of the prophet that he sees a vision instead of the thing itself, and that's how it works. I could understand that. But if he's giving the vision and the pisron, that becomes hard to understand, because what's the point of the movie? In other words, why don't you just do the trailer? Why don't you just do the bottom line? There will be nation that will slave you. Why have a prophecy going up and down and so on? So I think it works as follows. It's because that is it knows the bottom line is gotten to the prophet by the means of the vision that he sees. It's not like two separate things. There's first a broadcast. Here's going to be a vision. You can see this weird thing, and then followed by a clear explanation. Their understanding comes about through the vision, like he says, "Miyad yichokek belibo pisa mashal nevuah." It's nevuah, and the Rambam, the Maral speaks about, and he speaks about a chachma being adif minavi. He says that a navi can only see things through material elements. So something that's totally abstract, something that really has no representation physically, cannot be attained by a prophet. He needs to see it through the vehicle of a vision, as opposed to a chacham who can understand things like hatchila that don't have any physical form and so on. This is not as if Akash Baruch Hu gives two things and gives over both. Their understanding is through the vision to the meaning of the vision. Okay.
The mashal that they give, is for the outsiders, for the people who are, obviously if this is a trusted Navi, but doesn't it also, in a way, give some solidifies the I get it. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. True.
Good point also. It's something that is a much stronger impact when you see it in physical form than just hear the point. I think that's a good point also. Mm. Okay, that's also good. Next is the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, who speaks about the Rambam in the beginning of Mor Nevuchim, since a big part of his point in Mor Nevuchim is explaining terms that seem to us physical about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam makes the strong point that nothing physical can be attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first umpteenth prakim in Mor Nevuchim is there in order to describe various terms used with regards to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are going to be interpreted. So the word nitzav, which means to stand, does seem to us a very physical term. We can only have nitzav on physical objects. So nitzav or yotzav, so nitzav and yotzav are the same. So this is another one of those words that has multiple meanings. One can mean a physical getting up and standing. It can also mean something that is firmly there and stays. Anything that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is firm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found permanently, firmly, at the top of a ladder. Now he's going to explain what that ladder is. So it's a ladder that reaches from the earth to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu be found there. What does that mean? Mevuru. Shemamore heina olav ukefiza mosha nasu. Umaloche lekim adenevim. Shenema behem beferush vayishlach malach. Ayal malach Hashem nagilgal ala bochim. Uma tov omru olam v'yordim. Ha'aliyah kodem ha'yirida. So achaliyah, after the person v'agol malas yedus and asul, after the person reaches certain heights, tiyah ha'yirida mashapagash bin ha'inyan, he goes down again, lan hagas nashazim mudam, asher vozek kina b'yirida k'men shibarno. So a person who's attains a high madregen ruchnius is meant to go down and to convey that to the people. So the person goes up to Shemayim, he rises above the world, becomes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then he has to go down and give it over to people afterwards. And it's like it says by Moshe, it says, Minahar la'am, Minahar la'har. He went from the mountain to the people, people to the mountain. And it's interesting that there are various movements in Klal Yisrael that emphasize one or the other. There's a type of movement that says, well, the most important thing is to reach out and help people and so on and so forth. Don't look for your madrigas. No, a person is supposed to go up, and if he's not getting a flow from Lamala, then he ain't giving nothing Lamata. On the other hand, the purpose of him in this world is not to climb up and never come down again. It's to climb up and then to come down again and to be mashpia. So both halves are true. A person needs to go up and down. And, one without the other is missing. If you're just down, you just dry out and just recycle, and you're not bringing the real Dvar Hashem. If you go up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you stuff for yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you stuff to give out. Nitzav means not physically standing, but it means standing in a conceptual sense. What What's fascinating is here we have a Rambam, two Rambams, Rambam in Yesod HaTorah and Rambam in Mora Vuchim. He gives two radically different explanations about the what exactly it means. And are we to say that he had charot? It's hard to believe. Furthermore, I understand the first thing that he says in Yesod HaTorah makes a lot of sense in the context. Yaakov Avinu is setting out to a journey, and it's his beginning of Kol Yisrael and so on, and now he has to be told that there's going to be a long and hard journey ahead with a lot of ups and downs, different malchus. All of that makes a lot of sense in the context. This particular dream that he has over here doesn't quite, the way he interprets the dream over here, doesn't quite explain to us why now, like, or at this junction, being given this lesson, this metaphysical lesson. No, it's hard to understand. And it's interesting that how does the Rambam reconcile its both messages? I mean, they're very, very different messages. It's hard to see that you can put one in the other. Sometimes you can take the deeper meaning and put it into a simpler meaning and so on. We could say that they're both very hard to get it over here. Unless I guess Malachim has, like, it means Sarim of the countries plus Malachim, literally, I don't know. Those are things that are puzzling a little bit. Okay, next one is also Rambam. We're 3 for 3 today on the Rambams. It's a Rambam Geras Taman, very, very powerful Rambam. Geras Taman was written to Yemenite Jews. Yemenite Jews never had it terribly easy, and they were especially oppressed in the days of the Rambam. The Muslim rulers tried to convert the Yemenite Jews, and they were very, very, they really, really were crushing them. So the Rambam says, Ukraiftiach Kashbroch Yakvina Shalom, She'afal Pishishtab Dumus Bezaro, Viano Savibale, Akashbroch was Natir Yaakov, even though the nations will enslave Klal Yisrael, and they will afflict them, V'yigburu Aleihem, and they will be stronger than Klal Yisrael. Heim Yisharu V'yamdu, they will remain, V'amishtavnim Behem, and those who enslave them, Yachlofu V'yavedu, will disappear. K'mo Yishenema, like it says, V'yazar Acha Kafar Ha'aretz, that your seed will be Afar Ha'aretz. What's the Mash Afar Ha'aretz? Klema. Even though they will be trod upon and stepped upon like earth that everybody steps on, in the end, they will be stronger and victorious. Just like earth eventually covers the people that's trod on them, the earth remains and the people disintegrate into earth. What a powerful message. In other words, yes, we will be downshot, but we will last. The Hine Bia Yeshaya Allah Shalom, for the Einu Mishmesha Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sheha Uma Hazois Kolim Heyosu Begolos, Kol Mishayala Machshatus Gabal Allah Anisoisa, Evras Yasiach. Yeshaya was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu that as long as we're in Golos, whoever is going to wish to oppress us will be successful. Avol, Bachrisoi, Yishach Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshiach Yosem Nechal Bekeva. At the end of the days, Kadosh Baruch Hu will send a somebody to save Klal Yisrael and to alleviate her suffering. So that's how he interprets that nevuah, that there'll be a very difficult time, but in the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will take away the anocha. There's another connection. So yes, there's avtocha. I mean, this is the way as it says literally, but I think there's another point to this that's very important. the Ummas Ha'olam are shallow people by nature, by the definition of being just a chitzinius, the klipa, however you want to call it. There's a certain shallowness, and part of that shallowness is the admiration for the great and the big is whatever greets the eye. So if I see something huge and big and imposing and impressive, that's the greatest. We have a different yardstick. For us, that which is eternal, in other words, something that has in itself the ability to last, means that it's greater. So it's just like if I tell somebody, I have a great investment for you. So a lesser person, a short-sighted person, oh, this stock is going to go up 500 times. Phenomenal. But it'll bust at some point, and in a month, in a year, whatever it is. The other stock only goes up 2% or 3% a year, but it forever. And the wiser person looks at it that way. In world history, take any slice of world history, we were down and they were up. But history's gone on for a few thousand years, and we're here, and not one of those empires are here. They're gone. They're not a halamina. And it's something that when we speak of greatness, that means Kassel has something that overcomes them, because we live in four dimensions, not in three dimensions. And if we're greater than time, then we'll outlive. It's interesting. I once spoke to somebody. This person's very into science, and he's very, very against the arguments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through science. And I asked him, so what keeps you from? And he says, the fact that Kali Yisrael exists is a greater miracle than everything else combined. There's no way to explain it. And that's interesting. The fact is, there's not one slice of time that we were ahead in any way. And yet, and there's no way, I'll be seichel, that we should be here. If any intelligent person would have done an analysis in 1945 and asked himself, what are the chances of Klal Yisrael and Torah Klal Yisrael is being around, the answer would be zero. That would be the reasonable people. Europe was destroyed. American Jewry was ignorant and assimilating. And Israel was a handful of crazy people dreaming of a state. That was it. And everything was on retreat. And here, 70 years later, even before that, 60 years later, 50 years later, you know, we're here. And we're here bigger and stronger than we were before. It's not something that really it defies us. It's not the first time. It's not the second time. It's the third time. It's been a cycle in history forever. Okay, next one is, it says, Vayikas Yaakov Mishtos, Vayim, Ochen Yesh Hashem, Mokom HaZev, Vayim, Ochen Yesh Hashem, Ochen Yesh Hashem, Hatam, Bavur, Sheyimotsu, Mekomos, Yerusham, Nisim. There are places where we see Nisim. La'uch, La'far, Shalom, Azek, Yisoyed, Muflahu. So this is a point Eben Ezra makes in different places, and the point is that there are many Nisim in the point is there are a nes is a type of hanhaga that's not beholden to the normal framework of this world. This world has laws of nature, and every country falls under that. So just like it says in Chazal that there are sarim and memshalos that rule over different countries, those countries are, that means that within the context of this country, there's a sar that rules over it, that's a malach, and certainly the overriding power over all the countries is nature. So, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that between him and the world is nature. The one place that doesn't exist under Sarim and Memshalos is at Yisrael, which means, and even for us, I mean, the history of at Yisrael is so tumultuous, so not given over to normal mahalchim, that it's also part of it not being under the shibud of Teva and Malachim. The Sfarno explains, what does it mean? Why is this place? In other words, they're both coming to explain, what does it mean God is in this place? We do think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Haaretz Kvodo. So what does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this place? So Nezer says, this is the place where you notice that the activities, the actions, are not governed by Teva. The Sfarno will says, Och yesh Hashem makom hazeh, ein sofek shezeh makom muchon levua, me achas shir is boi mara kezois, biltish es kamen levua. This is a place where prophecy happens on people, because I wasn't prepared, I wasn't getting myself ready for prophecy, and boom, it landed. Ki omnom yishtanu tchunos misham shei ho'etzem asich le misnabe, kefi yishtanu sa'ores v'avir. The place and location has an influence on whether or not a person is prone for prophecy or not. So whereas Devin Ezra says it means it's a place where miracles can happen more often because it's bound to Teva, this Sfarno says it's a place where people are getting themselves a ruach that makes them closer to Nevuah. So it's two variations on the same idea about what is it, you know, it's not Chas HaShom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited in place, but maybe one piece of Erebachaya. It says he calls this place Beisel, V'ulam Luz Shemil Rishayna. V'ulam Luz Shemil Rishayna, Makam Shekar Beisel V'yoshlayim. Maya Tzorech Lodina Shekul Luz Mitchila. I mean, big deal, it was called Luz. Rabbi say, if you'll find an old map, you'll probably see Luz and not Beisel. Okay, you know. Matal Samagasin Mazet. The world started rebuilding itself, rejuvenating itself from this place. This is the root of the Bria and its rejuvenation. It says in the Gemara that the Luz is a small bone in the body from which Tchias Meisim starts. Just like the creation of the world started from there. So it's one and the same. The starting of the world and the restarting of the world come from the same point. And that's why Luz is the point of beginning. And that's why it was called Luz, because Luz is really what it's even today. It has a Luz quality. Okay, we'll hold it here.